Now, welcome on to the call, the head coach of the Wayne Mary Tribe, Mike London. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Rob.
Fantastic game in Williamsburg between the Tribe and the Blue Hens on Saturday. You guys come up with the 27-21 win. What impressed you with the way your guys played?
Yeah, you know, very good football team, as we all know. I love the way our guys competed. I mean, you know, things went in, you know, kind of went as the pendulum swings back and forth, you know, our favor, their favor. And then just came down to who can make a play at the very end. And just thought we did a good job hanging in there and, you know, kind of forming that identity as things have gone on and making big plays when it counted. You know, getting the fumble recoveries where we got them, when we got them, that was critical, you know. And just so happened for the guys, the team, and a very good college football game was played on Saturday, you know, with the very last play being the one that was going to decide the outcome.
First question this morning from Marty O'Brien. Good morning, Marty. Marty, you're on mute.
Yeah, I'm not too good when I'm not on mute, but good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
In the game Saturday, your team was so much better defensively down the stretch than it was against Elon. Did they learn anything from the Elon game? Or was it just the fact of going through that, you know, made them better able to handle it?
Well, me, Marty, you always hope that the things that cause you to lose, that if you have the opportunity to revisit those things or as they manifest itself during the game again, that, you know, that you learn from your past mistakes. And I think one of the things that we were able to do, one, we got a couple guys back that played in this game. Ty Freeland did an excellent job, you know, being back and being healthy, which, you know, was changed kind of the way you, you know, defensively play. But I think when you talk about setting the edge, when you talk about who's got force, when you talk about staying deep as the deepest and all those things, particularly at the very end, towards the end, and then you execute that, then you see that, you know, you can have a different outcome. And, you know, as you said, against a very good Elon team back a few weeks ago, you know, not doing those things caused you to lose. And so the ability to execute at that moment, that given moment, or those moments that it really required, you know, some concentration. I think I went back and looked. I think we were 6-4, 12 or something like that for on third down, I believe, and they were 1-11. So that's significant. You know, that's significant. And so it talks about who's setting the edge, who's got the curl flat, all those different things. You learn from the mistakes, and you move on, and you hope that in tight games, close games, that you execute, and it leads to the victory.
And you mentioned Freeland. Just talk a little bit about the play of your secondary. That seemed like a very big difference between Elon and the game Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, all of us are governed by who we have, you know, the next man up mentality. But this particular game, we were fortunate to have, you know, Ryan Poole back, who was a corner that started for us, is a pretty good player. Jalen Jones, you know, a couple weeks ago, he was a national player of the week. And you know, Ty Freeland, you know, who's a guy that's a safety, but can also be the nickelback, can be a corner, he gives you flexibility back there. And so Marcus Barnes had a great game. Malcolm Spencer had a great game. So it was one of those things that collectively as a unit and then being healthy allows you to do different things with whether it's coverage or whether it's, trying to disguise certain things. I think Ty Freeland had a sack as well. So, you know, the more options and opportunities you have with the guys that play back there, the better, the more you can do. And so thus far, you know, or this particular game, you know, they did a great job for us.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Marty.
Next question from Dave Johnson. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Mike. You've had the team has had some injuries to deal with this year, and you're still 5-1 at this point. If you could just sort of discuss that, how certain guys were able to step up for you, and B, I mean, is this the healthiest you've been since maybe, I don't know, week two or something like that with overall?
Probably the healthiest we've been since the first 2 minutes into the UNCC game, our first game, you know, because after that, you know, went downhill. But having a guy back like Bronson Yoder, Donovan Lester, they're really special. But also having, you know, the guys that were contributing to our team, Malachi Emo, Drayshon Kendricks, he did a great job. His focus role switched more towards receiver, special teams, returner and things like that. But having the flexibility to do that with very talented players, obviously it helps you. And when you have them back, you know, like Bronson, who's to me, like I said, one of the toughest running backs I've seen and been around, you know, getting it done. I think he was a CAA Offensive Player of the Week. And so you have a guy like him, but you have a guy like Donovan Lester return as well. So I just think collectively it's been pretty good in sharing the opportunities to put the ball in the hands of guys that can make plays. And that's what we got to do, you know, going down the second half of the season, this stretch here. You know, we got an open week this week, get more guys healthy and get them back, but also self-scout ourselves and see how can we get the ball in the hands of people that can score touchdowns for us.
And obviously Lachlan Pitts was a good weapon for you last year until he got hurt. This year he's healthy and still doing it. Can you sort of talk about, you know, what a guy with that size and actually seems to be able to run as well can mean for your passing game?
Yeah, Lachlan played every snap. He plays from special teams, has special teams duties as well. Made some unbelievable catches. You know, a big guy that can block. You know, he's blocking the defensive ends. He's blocking the outside linebackers. He can, you know, go, you know, down the middle of the field and challenge safeties. He's got great hands, and you kind of saw it again, once again, during this game. And so, you know, he's a captain of on our team. So just the versatility that he has and his willingness to do anything that he can do to help the team win, that's, you know, that's a great attribute. And it's indicative of a lot of players on the team. Just find a role for me, coach. I just want to help the team win, and then try to exceed in doing that role. And at Pitsy, as we call him, does a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next question from John Goniker. John.
Thank you, Rob. Coach London, could you share your thoughts on James Madison's success in the Sun Belt Conference and in the FBS? And obviously, the Dukes were dominant in the CAA, but they're no more dominant or no less dominant in the Sun Belt. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I think before I got on, I just heard Russ talking about it as well. That was a team that was in the CAA, been there for a while, and, you know, and teams being competitive against them or them showing that they have a group of individuals, of players, and the commitment that they've made to, you know, to move up to the next level and stay relevant. And obviously they're very relevant right now at the FBS level. And so, you know, having had over the history of the years being involved at Yankee Conference CAA, you know, James Madison doing what they need to do to be productive. And now, you know, they're on the national scale, you know, doing a good job. It continues. So, you know, it speaks about the strength of this conference, you know, and then being a member and just having an opportunity to go against them and recruit against them and play against them. That they've done a really good job. They continue to do it now. So hats off to them.
Thank you, Coach London.
Thanks, John.
Mike, you touched on Bronson and Donovan and the game that they had in Lachlan Pitts. That Delaware defense is ranked top five nationally in scoring and total defense. You guys were able to 470 yards, 27 points. Did you think going in you could have that kind of success? And as you've gone back and looked at it, what enabled you to be so successful moving the ball against them?
Yeah, you know, Rob, we talked about, our strength and what we do. They got a great defense, but something was going to have to bend. Perhaps maybe not break, but something was going to have to bend. And I believe of the 30 rushes that we had over 5 yards per carry. And that's important to continue drives. Like I said, I think the disparity between the third down difference was critical. You know, Bronson's average yards per carry, those types of things. I mean, they're a very, very good defense, and we played, you know, there was courses of times during the game we played in spurts, but you know, they responded. They you know, they had good players that, you know, just like if you're not in the right gap, if you don't have leverage, if you're not deep as a deep as, then things happen. And so as it goes back to executing at the very end, we were able to out execute them and then, you know, come away with the victory. But I just thought offensively, our offensive line did a great job in, you know, in the types of runs that we, you know, that we employ for our offense, provided protection for Darius. I don't think he got sacked. Just, you know, just overall, you know, very, very solid performance, you know, offensively for us. And so I think that was key, and it's been key.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for the time this morning. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.